As parents nationwide tread through a wildly different education landscape this year, many are disappearing from the rosters of their local public schools. Clark County Schools in Nevada, down about 10,000 students this year, a loss that will translate into a reduction of about $61 million from the state of Nevada, though the impact won't be felt right away. More from Aaron Richards, national education reporter at USA Today. Aaron, what's trending?
A lot of kids just haven't shown up to school, particularly kindergarten students, but we are missing thousands of kids. And a lot of districts aren't even sure if we're going to be able to see these kids again until schools finally open in person and we get them back into a classroom.
Wow. And this is not like a trend I've seen here in New Jersey where public school parents are saying, I want my kids in school, therefore you are going to go to a private or parochial school. This is kids sort of disappearing from the rolls because they're doing something else.
Yes, and I would say that it does cross, it crosses economic lines for various families. You have families that have the means to choose other options beyond their public district. So you might have transferred your child to a charter school, or sorry, a private school with tuition. You might have chosen to homeschool, which comes with its own costs associated with buying curriculum. Other students may have not unenrolled or withdrawn, but they may just be at home not really doing anything. And that could be because they don't have internet. It could be because they don't have a lot of other family members at home who can support them. So kids are missing, but the reasons are varied depending on what community you're looking at and what part of a community you're exploring.
Wow. What does history or research tell us about what happens to those kids who stay home and do nothing because they can't?
Well, we've never seen anything of this magnitude before in American education. There is good research on what happens when kids are just not getting an education or not getting schooling, and that's that you fall behind pretty quickly. We see this happen in a very shortened form every summer. Lots of research shows that low-income kids without as many opportunities tend to fall behind faster over the summer than kids who have more opportunities for enrichment and travels and that's, that has become a defining feature of many back to school first months for lower income districts serving high needs kids, is that they have to spend much more time reviewing material before they can start getting to the new stuff. That adds up over time, and then we're concerned about where these kids go. For the higher income families that have left a lot of these larger districts, there's concerns over, certainly not as many concerns about the kids' educational experience, because for the most part they are getting some often in-person instruction. That's what a lot of these parents may have transferred out to get, but when those kids leave systems, they also take the money that most districts get for kids, for their kids' education from the state. That money drops, and then you have less money available to serve the highest need students that stay put. So that's the worrisome trend, is that we know many kids are falling behind, we don't know where all these kids are, and now there may be even less money available to serve them once we do finally get back to normal.
We're speaking with Aaron Richards, national education reporter at USA Today. Her piece is called America's Missing Kids Amid COVID and Online School. Thousands of students haven't shown up. Where are you getting some numbers from, by the way?
We talked to a lot of the major districts around the country. The story focused a lot on Las Vegas schools. That's the Clark County School District in Nevada. Large district, several hundred thousand students, and they're missing about 10,000 kids at the moment. Most of those are kindergartners. Los Angeles schools are down about 14% in kindergarten enrollment, so that's also about 6,000 kids that have not shown up anywhere on the rolls. And we talked to other major metros around the country that are all missing between 1,000 to 6,000 or 7,000 kids. That's a small portion of the population in a large metro district, but those are also enormous numbers of children that may not be getting a ton of help right now.
Yeah.
And then some of them have transferred to many of the private schools, often private and parochial schools in metro areas. Many of them were able to open for in-person instruction, in part because their class sizes were smaller to begin with. And so I think we may also see a demographic shift of many parents maybe sticking with those private schools once public schools reopen. If they like the education their kid is getting and they can afford the tuition, that means that they can afford to make that choice.
Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Richards, national education reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.